I can let you have a good deal on them right now. We are so excited. What a great day to be here and worship together. And the first thing I want to do before we get started is to call on Shannon Smith to talk about our Family Promise Week we've just completed. Thank you, Shannon. Sarah.
No psychic analysis this morning?
No psychic analysis, no. No. Although I do know what you're going to say. So what flavors of ice cream do we have?
I don't know. We'll find out tonight. I like strawberry, and I am one of the judges.
We're going to have an interesting staff meeting tomorrow. Oh, we don't have it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Memorial Day. We won't be having a staff meeting tomorrow. Anyway, today is the day that we honor our high school graduates. So I'm going to call on Michelle Knight, who's going to come up and present gifts and stuff like that. Michelle, you'll ask them where they're going and all that kind of stuff? Yeah. Vanna, would you mind using the microphone?
Good morning. I am filling in for the youth committee chair today because I had passed that baton on. I'd like to invite all the seniors up, and we'll ask you your name just to make sure everybody in the congregation knows your name and what your future plans are. So if the seniors will come on up.
I'm Smith. I'm going to go to Tech for the first year, Midlands Tech, and then I'm going to hope to transfer to University of North Carolina School of the Arts for filmmaking.
I'm Ryan, and I plan on going to Clemson for general engineering the first year, and we'll see where that goes.
I'm Sydney, and I'm planning to go to Lander University to study physical education.
I'm Emily, and I'm going to USC to study nursing.
I'm Jake, and I'm doing the same thing as Emily.
All right, we've got all the youth a gift. Of course, Marge. And congratulations, and y'all be called back up in a little while, right?
About 20 seconds. Enough time for you to take that back to your seat and then get back
all
up
right
here.
Yeah. Thank y'all. Mm-hmm.
As we said, this is the day that we honor our high school graduates, and as you know, we have been working to create quillos for them, which are quilts that fold into a pillow as to what? And so, after the prelude, we're going to give them those. Since Sarah reminded me that we have that. Music dude, take it away. Dear friends, life presents us with various significant milestones that set the stage for the next phase in our earthly journey. Graduation from high school is one of these milestones. Today, we wish to honor those who are moving through this special time of accomplishment, transition, and change, and to show them that we, their community of faith, love them, stand with them, and support them as fellow believers in Jesus Christ. So if you would come forward as I introduce you. Emily Anderson, Smith Austin, Sydney Backman, Ryan Lagroon, Jake Lowe.
At this time of celebration and transition, hear these words from Holy Scripture. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. A reading from Jeremiah. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me, if you seek me with all of your heart. I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. A reading from Matthew. Truly I tell you, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
Dear graduates, at this special time in your life, we are eager to show you how delighted we are that you have reached this milestone in your life. As fellow members of this community of faith, we rejoice with you and want you to know of our pride and excitement as you move from this accomplishment into the next phase of your life. We also want you to know that wherever you go and whatever you do, you are going forward with our prayers for God's continued guidance, power, protection, and strength. At this time, can I have the parents and family members join the graduates? Spread out a little bit. If you're behind them. Graduates, if you would give your quillo to your folks and if they would unfold it. A quillo is a quilt which folds into itself, into its own pillow. These quillos have been made by family members of the graduates and members of the congregation. As we enwrap you in them now, know that you are and remain wrapped in our love. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, when you welcomed the children, your invitation included each one of us. Your guiding hand has continually been upon these young men and women. You have sustained them. You have shared in their laughter and wiped away their tears. In times of confusion, you have offered direction. In times of sorrow, you have offered hope. In times of doubt, your Holy Spirit has lifted them up. Grant, O Savior, to each of these graduates the knowledge of your continued presence as they go forth into the future. Guide their steps. Hold them in the hollow of your hand. Bless them and keep them now and forever. Amen. Please rise. Members and friends of Redeemer, will you promise to keep these graduates and their families in your thoughts and prayers as they go forth into the future? Will you, as fellow believers in Jesus Christ, promise to help these young men and women as need and opportunity arise? Will you welcome them in love and joy when they return to worship among us? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord watch over you and keep you safe. May the Lord guide your every step. May you always know of our unending love for you. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord God, we do not presume to come before you trusting in our own righteousness, but in your great and abundant mercies. Revive our faith, we pray. Heal our bodies and mend our communities, that we may evermore dwell in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward.
Hey, guys. Look what I brought. A bouncy ball. That's exactly right. It's an all-tail bouncy ball. Aren't you impressed? What can I do with this bouncy ball? I can bounce it. That's right. Look, it bounces. Can you bounce it? But you bounced it where I couldn't catch it. Now I have to go get it. Oh, Crawford. Crawford, get it. Thank you, Crawford. Can you bounce it? All right, you can bounce it. Crawford, can you come here? Can you bounce the ball? All right, Crawford could bounce it. Thank you, and he could throw it. Look at that. Now, notice there were several things there. Both of you are girls, and you could bounce the ball, and it worked, right? Crawford's a boy, and but he could bounce the ball too. That's pretty cool, huh? Sure, but notice this. He's a lot taller than you are too. Did you notice that? But he can still bounce the ball. Let me show you this. Which hand did you use to bounce it? You used your right hand. Which hand did you use? Your right hand. Which hand did you use? Your left hand. Uh-oh. So he used the other hand and it still bounced. Y'all don't find that amazing? No, you don't. That just means he's left-handed. But we're all different. Lily's wearing a hair bow, and she could still bounce the ball. I'm not wearing a hair bow. Well, that's not even fair. You both have hair. I don't, and I can still bounce the ball. Some hair, but not much. Anyway, the point I'm getting to is the fact that no matter all these differences among us, could we all bounce the ball? Did it all work just the same for all of us? Well, do you know what? Isn't that a little bit like Jesus' love for us? We're each different. We all have different things about us. We may be from different countries or different races or different nationalities, but God's love for us is the same always, no matter what. Even for left-handed people, even for tall people, even for people without much hair. God loves each of us always the same. Just like this ball will always bounce, God will always love us. That's what I want you to remember today. Let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for your love which never fails. Help us to remember that you are there for us in life, holding us, supporting us, and caring for us always. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First lesson is a reading from 1 Kings. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands to the heaven. He said, O Lord God of Israel, there's no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and steadfast love for your servants who walk before you with all their heart. Likewise, when a foreigner who is not of your people, Israel, comes from a distant land because of your name, for they shall hear of your name, your mighty hand, your outstretched arm. When a foreigner comes and prays toward this house, then hear in heaven your dwelling place, and do according to all the foreigner calls to you, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, and so that they may know that your name has been invoked on this house that I have built. The word of the Lord.
Save the Lord, O Spirit, and your soul. Save
The second lesson is a reading from Galatians. Paul, an apostle, sent neither by human commission nor from human authorities, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the members of God's family who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from our God, from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to set us free from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we proclaim to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, so now I repeat, if anyone proclaims to you a gospel contrary to what you've received, let that one be accursed. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval, or am I now trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin. For I did not receive it from a human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 7th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave whom he valued highly and who was ill and close to death. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. When they came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it is he who built our synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but only speak the word and let my servant be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
With today being high school graduation Sunday and our celebration of scholastic achievement, I'd like to introduce you to the work and thought of a great theologian today, Dr. Seuss. Now, of course, I'm kidding about that theologian part a little. You see, I read a lot of Dr. Seuss growing up, enough that sometimes I find myself thinking in iambic pentameter and rhyme. And sometimes I worry way down deep inside with whether or not I would eat green eggs and ham. Nevertheless, I had to turn to one of Dr. Seuss's books this week because it seemed to address an issue that we so struggle with. The book is Yertl the Turtle, and here's how the book begins. On the faraway island of Salamisand, Yertl the Turtle was king of the pond. a nice little pond. It was clean. It was neat. The water was warm. There was plenty to eat. The turtles had everything turtles might need, and they were all happy, quite happy indeed. They were until Yertle, the king of them all, decided the kingdom he ruled was too small. "I'm ruler," said Yertle, "of all that I see, but I don't see enough. That's the trouble with me. With this stone for a throne, I look down on my pond, but I cannot look down on the places beyond. This throne that I sit on is too low down. It ought to be higher," he said with a frown. "If I could sit high, how much greater I'd be. What a king. I'd be ruler of all that I'd see." So Yertle the Turtle King lifted his hand, and Yertle the Turtle King gave a command. He ordered 9 turtles to swim to his stone, and using these turtles, he built a new throne. He made each turtle stand on another one's back, and he piled them all up in a 9 turtle stack. And then Yertle climbed up. He sat down on the pile. What a wondrous view! He could see most a mile. "All mine," Yertle cried. "Oh, the things I now rule. I'm king of a cow, I'm king of a mule, I'm king of a house, and what's more beyond that, I'm king of a blueberry bush and a cat. I'm Yertle the turtle. Oh, marvelous me, for I am the ruler of all that I see." Now, that's probably enough of that. The book goes on for a while, but just to let you know how the story ends, down at the bottom of this stack of turtles, the turtle on the very bottom is named Mac. And when he complains, Yertle silences him and adds to his stack of turtles until it's more than 200 turtles tall. When Mac complains again, the king shouts him down again, and in the end, Mac burps, and the whole stack comes tumbling down. And the book ends with Yertle as king of the mud. Now, interestingly, Dr. Seuss actually wrote this book as a description of Adolf Hitler and his quest for power. But I think it also speaks to us today too, particularly that part that I just read. When Yertle says, "I'm ruler of all that I see," perhaps he could just as well be speaking for us. In so much of our lives, our efforts seek to serve us. They strive to lift us up and work to meet our needs and our wants. And what our lessons today remind us of is that it's not supposed to be about us. We've got to remember others too. That's the message behind Solomon's prayer in the new temple he had built. There, surrounded by the beauty of the building, the great feats of engineering, the expensive, lavish decorations of bronze and silk and gold, it would have been easy for Solomon to go all Yertle on us and to brag about his accomplishments and what a great king he was. But not only that, the Jews understood themselves to be the special chosen people of God, unique among the nations, or as some might say, better than all the others. Solomon could have taken this opportunity to praise his nation and his people over all the others of the world. But in his prayer of dedication, Solomon doesn't praise himself, but rather he praises God. He talks about God's faithfulness and steadfast love. And then he goes on to acknowledge that God is the God of all people. Foreigners, people from different lands, people who are not of God's people, all of them are welcome in God's house. Their prayers are encouraged. And in fact, Solomon even pleads with God to answer their prayers so that God might be glorified. It's a stunning prayer of inclusion, and a prayer that encourages us to look beyond the walls of our own opinions and fears to see that we are all siblings in God's family. Our gospel lesson today is like it. In this story, Jesus praises the faith and trust of a foreigner, a Roman oppressor, in fact, over the faith of the Jews all around him. Let me spell that out a little more clearly. surrounded by Jews who thought they were the gleam in God's eye, Jesus says, "This Gentile has it right, not you guys." It's a powerful message that we need to hear in our society today. We're belonging to one group or another, one nation or another, one race or another, and so on, seems to cause such friction, suspicion, and fear among us. In that world, today we are reminded that we are one. God has made us, and we are all welcome in God's love. So with apologies to Dr. Seuss, yes, gathered together right here in our pond, the trouble with us is we've grown very fond. We look in the mirror and what do we see? Only ourselves, a marvelous me. Then our ears hear something, our hearts get stirred with the wondrous sounds of God's own word. Speaking to us from up high above, speaking the sound of God's grace and God's love. Love one another. Don't bicker and fight. Remember your mind. Come together. Unite. I made all of you so diverse and unique. Abiding in union is what you should seek. You're all my children, the whole human race. Live together in faith, understanding, and grace. Think less of yourself and think more of others, and live all together like sisters and brothers. Then all of the world will be happy and free, the way that all turtles, I mean people, should be. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Merciful God, you turn your people from stubborn ways and form us with your loving hand. Shape us that we might give your love to the world. Lead us to speak the language of love in all our actions and words. May we live together in welcome and peace and understanding as one people in you. Lord, in your mercy, you speak healing to all your people, loving Lord. Fill us with compassion for those in need. Reach out your hand to the sick, the hungry, the poor, and those who suffer. Bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Savior, you fill the world with mercy and justice. Use us as instruments to care for your people, to care for our families, to care for neighborhoods and nations. Work through us to make this world your world and fill us with zeal for your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Savior, we remember this weekend and thank you for all those who gave their lives for our freedoms. As we remember their sacrifice, may we also remember your sacrifice for us and the freedom from sin you provide. Lord, in your mercy. Living God, you are the one who gives life. As you have called countless generations to follow you, so now call us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Walk with us and before us that we may be your people of faith. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand and bless them. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need, through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people, carrying us in your arms and satisfying us with this food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming that the reign of God has come near. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.